Let's dig a little deeper into those numbers. We've got Matthew Thornton, Truist Securities Equity Research Director, on the phone with us this morning. Matthew, just walk me through your thoughts here. When you look at the headline numbers, what stood out to you?
Thanks for having me first off. Good quarter. I think the real theme here was continued impressive recovery at the parks business. I think you're continuing to see pent up demand for travel, particularly from the more higher end demographics. And I think that was coupled with an impressive performance at the direct to consumer business, particularly within Disney Plus. The subscribers were slightly ahead. Obviously, that's a big focal point. The profit for the direct to consumer segment was also well ahead. So I think those are the two biggest focal points for investors, and both checked the box this quarter.
Yeah, Matthew, I mean, I guess when we dig into kind of the park rebound there, obviously, when you look at how it was last year, $2 billion loss a year ago, anything's going to look good. But kind of swinging back into the profit territory, also going to look good. But when you think about maybe some concerns moving forward around the Delta variant and the fact that they said, you know, not necessarily a need there to worry, how are you projecting those parks to continue their bounce back in the quarters to come?
I don't know if you can project it with any confidence. Obviously, you know, the Delta variant is very fluid here, and we'll continue to see how cases pop up, you know, day in and day out, week in and week out. But I think that the bottom line here is I think there is pent up demand for travel, particularly higher end travel. Disney fits that mold extremely well. I think during the downturn, they've been forced to find new efficiencies in that business, and they've even talked to some of their new technology initiatives, consumer experience initiatives within that business. And so I think the linearity is going to be pretty tough to peg, you know, if not impossible to peg, quite frankly. But when you think about when we get back to a quote-unquote normalization, hopefully that's, you know, in 22 or, you know, worst case, 2023, we think you're going to return to a higher level of revenue and a higher profit margin than where we were pre-pandemic.
So when you consider the uncertainty around the theme parks, is it the streaming side that's going to continue to be the focus for investors? And if that's the case, is it a bit of a concern when you look at average monthly revenue per subscriber dipping a bit based on what Zach just mentioned there, bringing in additional international subscribers into the mix?
Two important points here. I think there's an interesting almost barbell hedge with Disney, right? If the stay-at-home trend would tend to benefit the streaming direct-to-consumer business, the opening up and getting back to normalization tends to benefit the parks business a little bit more. So they have kind of a toe in each you know, each water there. In terms of ARPU, average revenue per user in the Disney business, you know, we dissect it. We look at the core Disney business as well as their international Hotstar business. The important point there is both were slightly better than we expected in terms of subscriber adds, and both actually had their underlying average revenue per user up sequentially. Obviously, they took up prices on the core Disney piece, and they're seeing better advertising on the Hotstar piece, helped in part by the return of live sports. So I think the mix shift is going to continue to play out just given the law of large numbers and where they are from a penetration standpoint. But the important thing is subscribers, revenue, and profit continue to move up and to the right here.
Yeah, I always kind of wonder about how investors will be looking at it now as we come out of the pandemic, right? Because Disney, of course, kind of plays both sides. You got the recovery side as the parks reopen, but you also had the big boost that came from lockdown and kind of the boost to its streaming business. Netflix off by about 1% on the year. Disney up by about 4%. And when you think about moving forward, you mentioned kind of the streaming boost there. But as was pointed out in the earnings call, very interesting question coming from the fact that they only earn by about 1/5. The average ARPU that would come from the traditional TV side, right? And we know that Disney has been leaning into streaming and kind of compared there with Netflix. But when you think about how investors might look at it now as parks reopen, I mean, are you expecting kind of the back half of the year to look different in terms of how the stocks perform for Disney?
You know, two things. I think, again, on the park side, linearity is tough. But I think the bigger picture story is pretty straightforward. There's going to be a pull to par towards a recovery or a quote-unquote normalization. And again, we think pent-up demand and newfound efficiencies are going to be the theme there. And that's a positive thing. And hopefully we get there sooner rather than later. But again, I think that's impossible for even the experts to kind of peg. On the streaming side, look, I think we had a pull forward last year, which creates very difficult comparables. And I think everyone is starting to kind of lapse that this year. And you're seeing that in some of the numbers and some of the what looks like cosmetically slower growth. But again, bigger picture, we think globally about consumer spend on at-home television entertainment. You know, 70% of those dollars still go to the quote-unquote cable bundle. So that's the real competition here, and you're still very early in that cycle, in that penetration. So this is still a multi-year story. And I think anyone who thinks that you're hitting some type of a saturation mark because we're seeing slower growth this year on that tougher comp, I think is really missing the bigger picture there, quite frankly.
And looking at where you stand on the stock, you've got a buy rating, a price target of $200, not too far off from where we are right now. But do you think the stock continues to push higher on the streaming side because of the uncertainty around the parks business?
Again, I think it's going to be a barbell play here, unlike someone like a Netflix, which is much more of a pure play stay-at-home beneficiary. I think Disney's a little more of a hedged bet. And so I think you're going to see it on days where, again, COVID is capturing the headlines. You know, the little more focus is going to be on the DTC side of things because that should benefit. On the flip side, when we see more of a down spike in cases and people are feeling a little bit better about getting out, again, it's really going to be the parks and as well as the box office business that are going to get a little more of attention. But again, when we think about this stock, over the next 12 months, we continue to think it continues to work. And again, it's a little more of a hedged play as opposed to being one or the other.
True Securities Equities Research Director Matthew Thornton, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Be well.